With a box full of records and a bag full of post, it's Radio Soapbox and Charlie, your host. Hello there!
Out in the jungle, chanting every day, you can hear the natives all say...
Second Division soccer team wins right through. Well done, Sunderland. Good luck to you. Ring welcome to everybody listening this afternoon from Soapbox. That was Nottingham Festival and Games People Play. I used to invent a lot of games in a thing called Potluck. They're doing a similar thing now called the Generation Game, in which they play lots of games, and my special guest is the man that stands in front and does it all. So I'll be hearing from Bruce Forsyth this afternoon. And in the meantime, I've got one or two cards. See, Pat Latimer, one of our regulars, is on holiday in Clacton. I do hope you're having a nice time down there, Patsy. And also, wherever the two Dutch people, our very dear Dutch friends, Hank and Annie Vroomans, have been in their Round the World tour, they've all sent me a card. And I think the last one came from their Round the World trip. They're back home now. So welcome back to you both. There's a letter waiting for you from me to welcome you back. And also Beryl Elson, our reigning jester, says, "Oh, cheeky Charlie, full of glee, you made an April fool of me. But not to worry, Mr. Chester, I'm proud to be your reigning jester." Nice to hear from you, Beryl. And well, so well deserved that was. Right, let's start the programme, shall we, with BBC Midland Light Orchestra, Norrie Paramore, and "You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling."
Thank you.
Ah, that was you've lost that loving feeling, and I hope you haven't. Anyway, I was very pleased to receive the letter from Mrs. Nancy Wilkins of Morris Street, Nelson in Lancashire, who says, "Dear Charlie, I'd like to thank you for the lovely bouquet of flowers. They were really beautiful, and it was a wonderful surprise. I'm pleased you liked the poem, and would like to take this opportunity of saying how much I enjoyed your programme." Well, Nancy, it was our pleasure, believe me. Your poem was so beautiful, and we've had so many requests for The Weeping Willow, and it gives me an opportunity to tell you all those folks that have written in for it. Be patient for a couple of days. We've got to get them all typed out and copied up and so on. But anyway, you shall have them in due course, I promise you. What a lovely lot of requests for it. And others, of course, and I'll tell you more about that later. In the meantime, let me introduce my special guest, Bruce Forsyth. Giving you the big build-up, Bruce, so it's up to you now. You've got the orchestra, and life is the name of the game. Your first number, yes?
Life is the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you. Life can be terribly tame if you don't play the game with two. Life is a go as you please, and I'd be so pleased to go with you. Life can be oh such a tease if you don't play the game with two. Remember, life's a gamble. When choosing partners, you should take a little care. Don't jump on nature's ramble and grab yourself a fair share. Oh, so much there. I tell you, life is a human race, and I want to race the track with you. Life is a bet for a place if you don't play the game with two. Remember, life's for living. Live every minute in each hour of every day. You've got to do some giving, but don't you dare give way when it's time to play. Because the name of the game is life, and you may find lots of trouble and strife, and you can end up taking all the blame. Because the name of the game is life. Yeah, the name of the game is life. The name of the game is life. And I want to play the game with you.
Well, there we are. That was the first offering from my special guest today, Bruce Forsyth, with the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra there, conducted by Bernard Herrmann. Life is the name of the game. Don't go away, Bruce. I shall be calling again on you later. And in the meantime, let's dip into the pool. And I've pulled out a lovely poem written by Joy Leslie, who is one of our standard writers from Warwick Gardens in Thornton Heath. And she says, "Where? We are proud of our fine modern cities, superstructure and wide motorway, great achievement in engineering. But where will the children play? The quiet country lanes will soon vanish, with meadows and pastures green, the orchards and sheltered gardens of village small and serene. The woods where we played as children, picked the bluebells and climbed the trees, the hills where we first tasted freedom, there are few places left like these. Willows by fast-flowing rivers, reflections in clear shallow streams, cornfields in sunlight so golden, there are few places left for dreams. As countryside gives way to concrete, open spaces are harder to find. Could we not plan our world of the future with the needs of our children in mind? Of course we're proud of our progress, but the question, the price we must pay, for we cannot put back what we've taken, and where will the children play?" Bernard Herrmann conducting the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra there with Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered. Well, I don't know about Bewitched or Bothered, but Bewildered is Mr. Sean Leonard of 5 Sylvester Road, Bexhill on Sioux, says, dear Charlie, I wonder if you can help me find some information. I've come across an old recipe called Sir Watkin Wynne Pudding. And for over a year now, I've been trying to find out something about this man and why this pudding was named after him. I haven't found anything, so I was wondering if you could ask your listeners for any information on this subject. I'd be pleased if you would send this on to me in the way most convenient to you, as I cannot listen to the soapbox every week. There we are. Sir Watkin Wynne Pudding. Does anybody know of his pudding and why Sir Watkin Wynne gave it his name? We'd be very grateful if you could tell us. Here's Nottingham Festival. Watch what happens.
Believing in you, let them hold out their hand, let them touch you and watch what happens. Want someone who can look in your eyes and see into your heart. Let them find you and watch what that deep love to you, and what magic you'll see. Let someone give their heart, someone who cares like me.
What Happens was the title of that, and everything happens in this programme. We've only got to mention a thing one day and it happens the next. Now, if anyone in North London, North West London area, would like a piano and can shift it themselves, Mrs. J. Elkins of Willesden has one they can have. Just drop us a card, we'll tell her, or you can, that's the best thing to do, and we'll let her have the cards. Last week we requested some David Whitfield records, and we've had an offer of some from our old friend Gordon Bushell of Dover. Thank you, Gordon. Also, Mrs. Waller of Christchurch has answered our appeal for knitting patterns. That's nice, isn't it? And here's some more nice things. How's this for service? Last week, Mim Haywood asked for some Keith Michelle records to record. Brian Darby phoned straight away, said that if she lets him have a blank cassette, he'll record Robert and Elizabeth for her. Thanks, Brian, that's marvellous. As a matter of fact, for Mim, my producer shoved in a Keith Michelle for you a bit later in the programme. And Yvonne of Canterbury asked if anyone had any old Sonny Terry record of Hootin' Blues. Believe it or not, Mr. Gray of Mitcham was quick to phone and offer one. How's that for service? Marvellous. Ha-ha, more later. In the meantime, here's soul coaxing. Norrie Paramore, BBC Midland Light Orchestra, and Soul Coaxing. The Melody Girl Talk there introduces, as always, our lady at the microphone, Julie Dawn. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Charlie, and hello, everyone. Last month, William Arrithan made £10,000 pure profit on the stock exchange, and he doesn't owe a penny in tax. Reason? Big William, as he's known to his family, is an old sheepdog. He makes his selections of shares by wagging his tail when he hears the names of those he approves of read out. And talking of animals, I read that mink on a farm mated quite happily in the soft glow of gas lamps, until the council installed bright orange sodium lights and put the mink right off their stroke. Spring is in the air, and house agents, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, are rising from their slumbers. Didn't know they'd been asleep. All set to hook us poor fish with enticing offers, such as the one received by a couple looking for a house. It said, Granny Annex. Trouble was, the couple didn't have a granny between them. Did you know now that Britain's brightest brains are the first-born children of middle-class families? And did you know that if you want your son to be a success, teach him to play soccer? With talent, he could boot himself to a business fortune. Take the case of Edson Arantes de Nascimento, better known as Pele, who has played his way to 3 World Soccer Championships, the all-time record for goals per game, and the record in lifetime goals. Pele is still not through with football, but he knows where he's going when his playing days are over. Under the banner of his own thriving company, he's already launched on a second career, and his income, I read, is between £20,000 and £30,000 a month, dwarfing the 1,000 he gets from the Santos team. For the first time in the history of the Metropolitan Police, a woman has been made station inspector. And ladies, we can now get rid of our wrinkles in our lunch hours, and for only £100. And we've all heard about bottom-lifting surgery, but fancy paying to have our bottoms pinched, I read. It's also said there are three basic types of snoring gentlemen. First, the true grunter, the man whose rumblings begin very slowly, building up to a crescendo, followed by a sudden silence. Then we have the trotter, the individual who produces short bouts of intermittent snoring. And lastly, the regular rattler, maintaining a consistent, low-pitched grumble. Advice for wives? Shut his mouth with a strip of sticking plaster strapped under his jaw, with both ends stuck to his cheek. And from one jaw to another, that's it, a broken one, Muhammad Ali's. Fellas, for you now, beer in sashes and vin rouge in plastic. Yuck. And according to the news, it seems that enough whiskey to fill 25 public swimming pools was drunk in Britain last year. Very seriously now, one still sees glamorous cigarette adverts with wishy-washy warnings. Japan offers a new car device. You just shift the gear lever to reverse, and a taped female voice will automatically backchat, "Please be careful, this car is backing." I never knew there was still so much humanity left in the world, a paper reported. A search for a very special man to give 2% of his bone marrow to save a baby's life. He's a man in 50,000 and has to have O rhesus positive blood with a special tissue type. The response has been staggering, I read. Yes, there's a lot of humanity left among men. And lots of wit, art and humour in this bittersweet world. Just like Noel Coward had when he wanted this broken accent from me.
I believe in doing what I can, in crying when I must, in laughing when I choose. Hey-ho, if love were all, I should be lonely. I believe the more you love a man, the more you give your trust, the more you're bound to lose. Although, when shadows fall, I think if only somebody splendid really needed me, someone affectionate and dear. Cares would be ended if I knew that he wanted to have me near. But I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hey-ho! If love
This is Julie Dawn saying, see you next Sunday. Thank you, Charlie. Ciao for now.
Sheila worked hard on the buses, taking all the fares. The ding-a-lings, the driver's cusses, up and down the stairs. This young chap stood on her platform, thinking what to say. She said, how far would you like to go? And he said, all the way. Wow, didn't he do well? Didn't he do well? It's not for me to say, of course, but didn't he do well? Casanova wooed the lady. ladies through all Italy. Seems the rascal hardly paused to sip a cup of tea. When at last he got arrested, how he looked his years. It's not surprising, I heard that he was grabbed by the gondoliers. Whoa!
Didn't he do well? Didn't he do well? It's not for me to say a false, but
didn't he do well?
Hey!
Nelson stood there at Trafalgar with his one good eye. No one thought when he got wounded he would shortly die. What a sailor, what a hero, what a noble lord. Until he whispered, kiss me, Hardy, and Hardy said, oh my God.
Wow, did me do well? Didn't he do well? It's not for me to say, of course, but
didn't he do well? Phyllis was a nightclub stripper, 15 shows a night. Life was hectic, one long zipper kept her schedule tight. The taxi driver picked her up in a traffic jam. He said, your next show is gonna be late. And she said, I'll do it where I am.
Whoa, didn't he do well? Didn't he do well? He even left his meter running.
Didn't he do well? Hey! And I'll tell you something, Alp's never been seen since. They've never seen him, I tell you that. Yeah, funny, nice fella as well. Didn't he do well?
Oh, didn't he do well? You did all right yourself there, Bruce. Well, now, so did our friend Herbert S. Peacock of Winchmore Hill in London. I rather liked his poem called Ode to Spring. Was ever creature half so filled with restlessness as modern man, as if to prove that he can build machines that will creation span? But though he may some stardust catch and claim to conquer everything, ne'er will his exploits ever match the miracle of spring. For though man's rockets upward soar, and space and time gets less and less, they do not give the hungry more, nor add to human happiness. But springtime ever means rebirth, new hope and joyousness to bring. For while man strives to leave the earth, God stays and gives us spring. BBC Midland Light Orchestra, Norrie Paramore, and Spanish Harlem. Well, now, I'd like to read this letter from Andrew Lewis of Le Court, Cheshire Home, near Lys in Hants. He says, "Dear Charlie, I'm 26 years old and a resident of the above home for physically handicapped. With the exception of my battery-driven wheelchair, which gives me a little independence around the home, I'm 100% dependent on others for assistance. I'm very interested in motorcycling scrambles and grass track, and I wondered if anyone living in the Petersfield area who belongs to a club would be able to take me to see the occasional meeting. I'm able to travel in the front seat of a car with the help of a harness and an adapted armrest, but I need to be lifted in and out. Be most grateful if any interested person would contact me at the above address." Well, now, Andrew Lewis, as you see, he loves motor scrambling, either grass or whatever it is, and would somebody, one of our twin ring friends, be kind enough to take him to see a motorcycle scramble, especially club members? I'll wait to hear from that, Andrew. Write to me, if you like, and I'll send you a letter on to Andrew, save reading the address over the air again. But if you can take him to one of these scrambles, we'd be delighted. If I don't get any letters, then I'll get on to my old friends, the Lions, and they'll probably do something. Right. Well, I hope we'll get a reply for that for your friend. Now, Mim Hayward, if you're down there in Bristol, listen to this one because it was picked out especially for you. Keith Michelle, Ma Belle Margarita.
In September when the grapes are purple, Margarita picked the grapes with me. There are silver bells upon her fingers, all the little birds come out to see. Ma Belle Margarita, so beautiful to see. Appetita, Margarita picking grapes with me. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling- I, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a Margarita has the feet of angels. All the little boys come out to see. Ma, bella Margarita, so beautiful to see. Le pieta ma petita, Margarita treading wine with me. Tingling, ling, 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 I. Tingling, ling, 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 I. Tingling, ling, 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 I. Tingling, ling, ling, ling. December, when the wind is blowing, when the snow is on the Bois d'Issy, sunshine still is in the golden glasses. Margarita, drink the sun with me. Ma bella Margarita, so beautiful to see. Bouche ma petite, Margarita drinking wine with me. Margarita drinking wine with me.
What about that, Keith Michelle? How's that for singing for an actor? How did he reach that note? I never could have made it. Very nice, Keith. Now then, let's see, more nice things. Mrs. Noden of Chester has asked us to say thank you for a record player. And Mrs. Dorothy Black, the blind lady in Nottingham, who wanted a piano for her Sunday school, has asked us to say thank you to the kind person in Daybrook who donated it. Now, this means that we have two pianos going in Nottingham. Now, these are for people in real need, remember. Don't just say you want a piano because you want one. I mean, if you do really need one, tell us. Mrs. Joan Taylor would like to say thank you to all those people who helped her with her request for a Paul Robeson record. She said she's too overwhelmed to find the words to thank everyone. I can assure you, Joan, it's our pleasure. Lions Club of Southport are well on the job. Not only have they looked into the case of the paralysed paratrooper for us and are seeing how best they can help, but they've also purchased an acoustic, I think this is right, impedance meter? I hope I said it right. It's the writing's very small. Anyway, it costs something like £650 and is used for the local school for the deaf, as it helps diagnose the reason for deafness. Well done, the Lions of Southport. Right, I've got a lot more nice things to tell you about later. In the meantime, here's Nottingham Festival again, and didn't we?
This time I had the answer right. girl. This time we almost made it to the moon. Oh, did we, girl?
Festival, didn't we? Well, didn't we ought to do a few birthdays? I think we ought to. Happy Golden Wedding to Elizabeth and Luther Crane of 92 Brook Hill Street, Stapleford, Nottinghamshire. Love and best wishes on behalf of all the family and love from Alan, Eleanor, Victoria, Virginia and Georgina in Dunster in Somerset. There's a lovely place. And I wonder if those folks know two of my very dear friends, Phil and Orlando. That's Mr. and Mrs. Cockrum. And if you're listening, my love to you both. Now then, I've got some more here. Happy, it's the 10th, April the 10th is a wedding anniversary for Pamela Waller and her hubby Jim. She says he's one of the best and they live at 8 Everest Road, Summerford, Christchurch in Hants. Have a happy day, you two. Happy birthday to Pat Latimer, his birthday is tomorrow. And birthday to, happy birthday to Tony Davis of 34 Woodside Gardens, Bruce Grove in London, with much love from wife Edna. And one more here, good luck for the next week to the Irving Newtown Amateur Operatic Society, who are to present the student prince in Ravens Park Academy. This comes with love from John Band of 2 Butte Court, Irving in Ayrshire. Have a good run and I hope you enjoy the show. And for you, a romantic melody from Mantovani, the Oneid Inline theme. Lovely music, wasn't it? Now, I'll bet Mr. and Mrs. Spencer of Haverhill in Suffolk thought I'd forgotten their mum and dad, but I haven't. That's to Mr. and Mrs. Buckwell of 7 Eric Wilkins House, Old Kent Road in London, SE1, because it's their 64th wedding anniversary on the 10th. And this comes with very great love from your daughters, sons, son-in-laws, daughter-in-law, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So you two have a happy day. Well, that's what we wish you, and I know there's lots of love from your folks. Now, just before you listen to this next record, I'd like you to pay special attention to it, because it's from the film The Poseidon Adventure, and I've just seen a little bit of, advertising stuff here that's come around, and it tells me that this particular song, The Morning After, sung by Maureen McGovern, has won an Oscar for the Best Film Song in the recent Hollywood Awards, so that's worth listening to, isn't it? Let's listen to it, The Morning After.
To be a morning after, if we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? Waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late. We should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late.
Some people who say, oh, the morning after, oh dear. But still, never mind, I suppose there's two sides to every question. Here's some thanks. Mrs. G. E. Norris has written to say, thank you on behalf of the Rotherhithe Disabled Club for sewing machine we obtained for them through the programme. Frances Langford would like to thank Mr. Crotaz on behalf of the Hastings Lions for bringing her a typewriter. And Mrs. Bond of Welling Garden City has written to thank all concerned for the Windsor armchair, which came to her all the way from Bristol with the help of the Lions. Kim Bishop of Brighton Lions has been to see Mrs. Steele of Hove and will see that she's visited from time to time. And the Salisbury Lions have organised a return visit of the Nankasee male voice singers at the City Hall on Friday the 13th at 8 o'clock in aid of the Mayor of Salisbury's appeal for the Old Manor Hospital. So there we are. Now, if you could only read my mind.
Thank you. never thought I could feel this way. And I gotta say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Well, now I'm calling George Jones, OAP and ex-Royal Navy. You know, for years he's been sending me paintings on postcards, and they're really super. And George, if you're listening, your last postcard is the best you've ever done. Really marvellous. And congratulations to your little granddaughter, Cheryl Johnson. Of course, she's just passed her dancing exam. She's won a silver medal, and she's only 7. So no wonder you're proud of her, Grandpa. Good luck to you both. And for you now, let's see, a nice melody. I wonder if she can dance to this. Plaisir d'amour. Paramore and the BBC Midland Light Orchestra there in Plaisir d'Amour. And time now to go over to the Radio 2 newsroom and say good evening to Peter Donaldson.
Good evening. Pablo Picasso, regarded by many as the greatest artist of the 20th century, has died at his home in the south of France. He was 91. Picasso was born a Spaniard, but lived in exile for many years because of his opposition to the Franco regime. He established his reputation as a painter early in life and was never to lose it. He had numerous critics in the art world, but the general public always showed great interest in his pictures whenever they were on show. He continued to work almost to the end. An exhibition was to have opened in Avignon next month. South Africa's Foreign Minister, Dr. Hilgard Müller, says his country may ban the proposed visit by a common select committee which wants to look into allegations that African workers are badly paid by some British-controlled firms. Dr. Müller, who's in London for talks with Sir Alec Douglas Hume, admitted that South Africa would not like such a visit to take place. The chairman of the African Committee of the Monday Club, Mr. Harold Sorif, has issued a statement about the case of the jailed Rhodesian journalist Peter Nieswand. He says that when journalists and others suffer a worse and unjustifiable fate in black or red countries, there is no similar public outcry. In Greece, the man accused of the murder of a young British freelance journalist, Anne Chapman, has been found guilty and sentenced to life imprisonment. He's Nicholas Mundis, a former prison guard, aged 37. He pleaded not guilty. After sentence was announced, he said he would maintain his innocence even if sentenced to death. In South Vietnam, the Viet Cong have expressed deep regret over the downing of a peacekeeping helicopter yesterday. All nine people on board were killed. Four of them were truce observers. A statement broadcast on Viet Cong radio said the helicopter had strayed from its agreed course. At home, the Aerospace Minister, Mr. Michael Heseltine, is to study the Pilots Union report, which blames flying crew fatigue for 257 deaths in air crashes. Mr. Heseltine said, "It is my responsibility to consider methods of air safety, and I shall look closely at the report." That's the news for now. There'll be more at 7.
BBC Midnight Orchestra there, and Norrie Paramore wearing his black belt and Tokyo Melody. Now, a couple of quick notices for you. Would members of the Soapbox Club, that's the Chatham branch, please note that they've a new treasurer. Jim Theobald's unfortunately is no longer able to fulfil the task, and his place has been taken by Chris Adams of 539 Lordswood Lane, Warders Lane in Kent. So please, all future subs to Chris. Thanks very much. Now, Mrs. Nellie Mitchell of Birmingham, I do hope you're listening. That's the lady who wanted the beads. How can we send them to you, lovey, if you don't send us your full address? We've already had one letter back from the post office. Can you let us have your full address? We'll let you have the beads, OK? Good. Right. And for you now, Nottingham Festival, and Make It With You.
Maybe it goes. And if I choose the one I like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it
Nottingham Festival and Make It With You. Now, last week I read out a letter from Muriel Rollington in which she said, thank you for helping a mere nobody. Well, Muriel, as I said at the time, nobody's a nobody, and to prove it, you'll be receiving a visit shortly from Mrs. Marjorie Weston. And what is more, Jim Ireland was inspired to write the following poem especially for you. Here it is, Ode to a Nobody. If you had a plan for a brave new world and you stated your case and your colours unfurled, where would you seek for the people most able to fashion your world and to make it more stable? Would you choose wisdom, a knowledge of things, or wealth with all the improvements it brings, or skill that could ease all the pain and the sorrow? Remember, you're building a world for tomorrow. There once was a man and he had such a dream. He pictured a world wherein love was the theme. He looked upon kings and the rulers in sway, and he just didn't like what he saw in his day. So he gathered around him the humblest of men, ordinary nobodies, and he said to them, now fashion yourselves in the way that I trod, and build a new world as a temple for God. With him as a cornerstone, these men began to build a new world to the master plan. There's a lot to do yet, but wherever they've been, these nobodies soon began changing the scene. And as I look around on the world of today, I see much that these nobodies built on their way, and I'm quite content that he came in my view and chose me to be just a nobody too.
Thank you.
poem and the Three Coins and the Fountain there, didn't you? That was the BBC Midland and Light Orchestra and Norrie Paramore. By the way, some wanted spots now. Mrs. B.W. Fox of Hounslow wants to know if anyone has an old Artie Shaw record, that's a 70 old 78, of the Donkey's Serenade. And Mrs. K. Zimansky of London is interested in all Irish crochet patterns. Pictures, in fact, anything relating to fit it in, anything relating to it in any language. That sounds like a tall order to me, but anyway, there we are. All Irish crochet patterns. Now, Mrs. Zimansky's daughter, a message to you, my dear, is that information you want on the Piloti Basque is in your library under Oranges of Games and Pastimes. I remember I had to look it up once for the Chichudia spots. Origins and Games and Pastimes. Right. Mrs. G. Martin is anxious to obtain several Val Dunican records now no longer available. These are Much Too Much and Just to Satisfy You. Mr. J.F. King, an old age pensioner of Swindon, now he makes miniature model locomotives in brass and copper. You know, he fills in his time doing this. He makes pretty good ones, I believe. And he wonders if anyone's any scrap sheet, brass or copper they no longer need. Now, for goodness sake, whatever you do, please don't send any of the materials here. Just let us know that you're willing to cooperate and leave the rest to us. Just a card from you will be absolutely marvellous. Thank you very much. Right, now, let's see. There's our old mate again, Bruce Forsyth, coming back with Do, Do, Do.
You've done before, baby. Do, do, do what I do, do, do adore, baby. Let's try again, sigh again, fly again to heaven. Baby, see, it's ABC. I love you and you love me. I know, no, no, what a bo-bo-bo should do. Baby, so don't say it won't come true. Baby, my heart begins to hum. Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum. So do what you've done
at home and the man with the baton, BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, Bruce Forsyth, the man with the voice, and do, do, do. Now, let's see, Cynthia M.J. Salter, Mrs. Salter. Hello, Cynthia, how are you? She says, Dear Charlie, in your reference to the film The Mystery of the Wax Museum in your programme on April the 1st, I think I understood you to say something about it being the first colour film shown in 1943. Well, somebody wrote to me and said that, darling. I thought you might not be interested in the fact that the first film in England which to be made in colour was The Glorious Adventure, produced by J. Stuart Blackstone, and made in 1921 with Lady Diana Manners. The Cecil B. DeMille film of The Ten Commandments, released in 1925, was one of the earliest full-length films in colour. Those special light filters were used for most films. Some were specially coloured by hand. A fine example of this was the night scene in the Garden of Gethsemane in The King of Kings, which starred H.P. Warner as Christ. Well, I never. Just shows you we can all be wrong. Thank you for the information, Cynthia. And I see you got it from an encyclopedia published in 1933. Boy, nobody's going to question that. Thanks, dear, very much. Here for you now, Norrie Paramore again, and I Left My Heart in San Francisco. San Francisco, BBC Midland Light Orchestra, Norrie Paramore. Now, Mrs. Winifred Hibbard of Dorset used to sing a lullaby to her children, although they're 26, 20 and 18 now, but she well remembers, or at least she remembers singing a lullaby, and she'd love to get the words and music of it. Now, I think I know the one you mean, love, but the writing's on the bottom, and it used to go like this. Excuse the voice, I left my voice in San Francisco. Chihuahua, 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 in Chihuahua, cocola gumba. Chihuahua, 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 my bambino go to sleep. Does anybody remember that? And if you got any words and music to it, she would love it. So if you send it to me, I'll see that she gets it. Sorry about the singing. With me, it's impossible.
It's impossible tell the sun to leave the sky is impossible. Is impossible. Ask a baby not to cry, it's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me? And I feel you going through me. Split the second that I never think of you, it's impossible. Keep from rushing to the shore, it's impossible. If I had you, could I ever want for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world of how I did it, I would sell my very soul and my pre-credit. For to live without your love is just impossible.
Nottingham Festival, it's impossible. But this next information I'm getting is rather wonderful because it was sent to me by Mrs. Lisa Madison of Sidcup in Kent. And it's about a thing called Medic Alert. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, and if you're interested, do drop me a letter and I'll tell you all about it. Medic Alert. It said it could save your life. It's a rather clever idea. You wear a little bracelet if you're sort of, if you suffer from any dangerous allergy or special conditions, you know, and should you be in an accident or should you pass out in the street or anything, and you'd like people to know, you know, if it's allergic to bee stings, strep to mycin or epileptic or whatever, anything wrong with you, you just wear this little bracelet and people can see and not give you the wrong treatment, in case it's bad to give you a certain thing. And it's rather wonderful. Medic Alert, it's called. Apparently it's a non-profit making concern and these little bracelets are pretty wonderful. Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you, and if you're interested, do drop me a line and I'll let you have all necessary. Right, and for you now, Harry Secombe and If I Ruled the World.
Shine in everyone's sky. If the day ever dawned, when I'm alive.
fine singing, and very soon we'll be coming to a little tune called A Happy Whistler. But before I do, I'd like to read you a little serious poem from Bill Bentz, our past jester. And it isn't very often Bill writes a serious one, but Bill, I did enjoy it. It goes like this. Every morning just before sunrise, when the world holds its breath and stands still, there's a sound that I hear, so sweet and so clear. It's the whistler over the hill. There's happiness there in his tuning, and I listen to catch every trill. And then through the days round, I am buoyed by the sound of the whistler over the hill. One of these days I'll rise early, to others I'll leave the treadmill, then I'll cast off my load, and I'll walk down the road with the whistler over the hill. Well, that's a piece of music that brings me a special pleasure this weekend, because it welcomes back our dear old friend from his sickbed, unfortunately, but I hope he's feeling better now. Percy Edwards. Hello, Percy.
Hello, Charlie. Thank you. Yes, 100% fit again, Charlie.
Good.
Thanks. Well, now, our old friends the winter sleepers should be awake and active by now, those we keep as pets, those whom we label wild creatures. Well, just a few words of advice for those of you who have a sleepy tortoise who's now showing signs of action. Well, you will remember, won't you, that not only has he had a long winter sleep, but also what's been a long winter fast. And during the past months, it's lived on its reserves of accumulated fats. Don't worry if it refuses food at first, for the most important need for the tortoise is water. Yes, I know they don't drink much through the year, but this time, when they wake up, they do need water to lubricate those inner works which haven't been functioning for a long time because of the sleep. You'll find the tortoise may have difficulty in opening its eyes. So, please, will you bathe them with a 5% solution of brassic mixed into warm water? And also, the mouth is sometimes furred. The tortoise would welcome it if you could clean that as well. But above all, keep it indoors until all dangers of frost are past. Well, the other sleeper is the hedgehog, the wild one. Well, he's now very active and should be thinking about the business of courting. I know motorists won't mind if I appeal on behalf of the hedgehog to give him a chance to live. You see, he's a creature of the hours of near darkness when beetles, slugs, snails, most of the pests of agriculture are active. Well, poor old hedgehog, the only defense he's got is to roll up into a spiky ball. Well, this might be ideal against most of its natural enemies, but the motor car, well, he hasn't got a chance, has he? So would you mind if you should happen to see one ahead of you in your headlamp's light, would you just give him a couple of beep beep? You know, I think you'll find he'll gird up his loins and nip into the ditch, and you'll be happy, and all of us as well. Do you know, when I tell you that in one country alone on the continent, over 120,000 hedgehogs are killed every year by motor cars, you know that I don't make a silly appeal, won't you? Well, now, the various fish in the garden ponds, they're more active now, especially after that warm March, so please feed them. Feed them, as I've told you before, remember, rolled oats, crumbly brown bread, small earthworms, chopped liver. But if you do give chopped liver, make sure that they eat it all up, won't you? Because otherwise the water goes sour. It's a nice change of diet as well. You can use our old favourites, the tubifex, or they call the river worm, remember, and then white worm, Daphne, and cyclops. But if you use bread and oats, only small quantities each day, please. You can always increase it as the days get warmer. A good idea is to try to introduce some duckweed into the pond. This helps to purify the water, and the fish will eat it as a tonic. And one very important benefit this little water plant brings is that it multiplies to such an extent that the fish not only use it as a tonic, but they shelter underneath it during the very hot weather. More important still, the fish fry, only a few days old, are able to hide in it and capture microscopic animal life on which they live. So then, bless your hearts, the sleepers are on the move, and it's up to us to help them, isn't it? Well, Charlie, back to the village. Be with you next week. Bye-bye.
Yes, stay well, Percy. Bye-bye. BBC Midland and Light Orchestra there playing Harlem Nocturne to Percy Edwards as he goes back on his rounds. And in the meantime, David Ryder steps up to say, on stage.
On stage, 1942.
The big names are all in the West End this year. Cicely Courtnage, Jack Hulbert, Jesse Matthews, Richard Tauber in Blossom Time, as well as Stanley Holloway, Leslie Henson, Beatrice Lilly, and Tommy Trinder, who you'll hear later. But do you remember Enoch and Ramsbottom?
Now Enoch and Ramsbottom, get your umbrellas. All the rain came pitter-patter down. All the rain came pitter-patter down. Umbrellas, they kept going up, but the rain came pitter-patter down. I went to call on my best girl, her bulldog jumped on me. He bit me on the old back porch right near the maple tree. All the rain came pitter-patter down. All the rain came pitter-patter down. Umbrellas, they kept going up, but the rain came pitter-patter down.
I once loved a cross-eyed girl, her name was Mary Black. Every time she starts to cry, the tears roll down her back.
All the rain came pitter-patter down. All the rain came pitter-patter down. Umbrellas, they kept going up, but the rain came pitter-patter down.
My girl buys her stockings in the cheapest store on earth. She pays 2 shillings for them and shows 10 shillings worth. Well, if the girls run short of coupons for stockings, they'll have to bring the long dresses back again.
Whatever for, Governor?
So that the bow-legged girls can come out of retirement.
That number was featured in the show Happy Drome at the Prince of Wales Theatre. Bobby Vincent and Cecil Frederick were Enoch and Ramsbottom, and you also heard Harry Corris as Mr. Lovejoy. In April, at the Palace, the new show was Full Swing.
There's a little shop where the lollipops whisper to the chocolate drop. Everybody must be grandly dressed, putting on their Sunday best. Says the almond frock, looking at the clock, don't you think her frock is sweet? But just then the bell strikes 10 and the band comes down the street. What a day, everybody's there, the monkey on the stick, the chocolate teddy bear. Hearts are gay, heads are in a whirl, it's the wedding of the gingerbread boy and girl. Cake bells ring, swinging to and fro, the maids of honor stand together in a row. In each hand, lots of rice to hurl at the wedding of the gingerbread boy and girl.
Anne Stevens, Britain's answer to Shirley Temple, as if one were needed. The review, Fine and Dandy, opened on April the 30th, 1942, at the Savile. The score included this charming song.
Strange as it seems, I never thought it could be. Was I in luck that day you struck a note in my heart? Up to that moment, I was inclined to be doubtful if fate would ever be kind to me. But when we kissed, I made up my mind to be shouting your praise to the end of my days. Believe it or not, I find my loveliest dreams unequal to the thrill of you. Strange as it seems.
Turner Layton. And so to Tommy Trinder. In Best Bib and Tucker at the Palladium, he sang a song which the BBC once refused to broadcast. And see if you can name the orchestra backing Tommy on No, 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 Columbus.
Why did Chris Columbus sail into the blue? Who put the ants in Columbus's band in 1492? Why did he pick America? The history books don't tell. But without a doubt, he'd heard about the Brazilian bombshell. He'd seen my picture over there, oh, dancing with Cesar Romero. Thought he'd like to play the South American way. But no, 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 I told Columbus, what you are suggesting is not right. You must stop exploring during rumpus. Columbus, you've discovered enough tonight.
Mmm, very spicy. And the orchestra? Edmundo Ross. Next week, back 12 years to 1930, with, among others, Jesse Matthews. Goodbye.
That was On Stage, as ever, by breezy David Ryder. And here is a poem I rather like by Iris Weller. from Gravesend in Kent, and it's called A Room of My Own. Oh, how I longed for a room of my own when young and full of wild imaginings, a little room with a view of fields, with trees, a stream, all country things. A room with just one deep, soft bed draped in a counterpane of red, gay curtains that were made to match, at windows nestling under thatch. A cupboard with a secret niche, a bright thick rug in which to curl my toes. Oh yes, these were things I dreamed of then. I didn't realise that when an age had passed, that room would a prison be. For now it is my very own, no one here but me, and the whispering voices of memory. Oh, how I long for a room to share, a little room just anywhere, with two armchairs instead of one, a room that is filled with laughter and fun. Yes, now I reverse my childhood dream and think how wonderful life would seem if someone dear could once more be in the other chair sitting opposite me. Herman, BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, here, there and everywhere. Thank you very much to Kay Lockwood of the Lockwood Home for Respite Old and Sick Donkeys. How nice it was to get a letter from you. And she tells me, in the long letter that she sent me, and I'm so pleased to see it, she says they've got a couple of new ones there. Give you two guesses what our new rescues are. Two little week-old lambs rescued this time last week. Their mother died. Now, the story about the lambs is one's called Danny Wild and the other one's called Dawn Adams. And she says, Janet, who looks after them, she does all the feeding and that, they follow her about everywhere. And she says, you'll be surprised to learn that they live in the lounge and sit in front of the fire together with all the cats and dogs. It must be wonderful. I must make a visit to you again soon, Kay, and give my love to John and all the folks down there and look after the donkeys. Give our love especially to Soapy and Bubbles. Right, now, let's see. What have we got for you? Andy Williams from the film The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean, Marmalade, Molasses and Honey.
Marmalade, molasses and honey, cinnamon and sassafras tea. They make a morning finger licking and sunny, sweet as it can be. Pour it over me. All the hummingbirds are out humming, honeysuckle spike in the breeze. Feel like a deer.
a day a bit later when the moon is out riding clear across the licorice sky. I bet you not a single star will be hiding, and we'll name them all, catch them if they fall. We don't need tomorrows with money. Long as we're together, they'll be sweeter than marmalade, molasses, and honey, cinnamon and sassafras tea, cinnamon and sassafras tea.
That was Andy Williams, marmalade, molasses, and honey. All sugar and spice and all things nice. Well, now, a lot of you folks out there, bless you, have sent me postal orders and stamps for the Book of Verse. And I sent them on to the publications department. I know they're running very, very low with the stocks. I am hoping that the demand is so big that we'll have a reprint. But anyway, as far as I know, they're running down. But I've sent you a thing on, and you should be getting your book shortly. I'd like to remind you, to all you poets and people who like poetry out there, that we've got some extraordinary nice ones, very good ones, that we're saving for Good Friday, because we're going to have a special programme between 7 and 8 o'clock called An Easter Bouquet of Verse for you. So there we are. That's a date, isn't it? Good Friday between 7 and 8. And what have we got for you now? Nottingham Festival. Everybody gets to go to the moon.
How many times have I been downhearted, looked up and saw him shine like a shiny dime, and wished that he would stay and tell me why he was so happy if he had the time, and wished there was a way to race him, catch a flying horse and chase him. Everybody gets to go to the moon, yeah. Everybody gets to go, it'll be quite soon. It's customary in songs like this to use a word like spoon. By the light of the silver ego, take a flight to the silver reed. You know everybody's going to the moon. How many times while looking down has he heard us sing songs and wondered who we were, and in us, because the lady in the moon is gone, and now he misses her, and wondered to himself, why is it no one ever pays a visit? Everybody gets to go to the moon, yeah. Everybody gets to go, it'll be quite soon. It's customary in songs like this to use a word like June. By the light of the silver ego, take a flight to the silver reed. You know everybody's going to the moon. Isn't it a miracle that we're the generation who will touch that shiny bubble with our own two hands? It has to make you glad to be alive. Yes, it has to make you proud to be a man. A man. Songs like this to use a word like spoon. By the light of the silver ego, take a flight to the silver ego. You know everybody's going to the moon. The moon. The moon. The moon.
Well, Miss Lancaster of Kings Road, Harrogate, says thank you to all the kind people who offered to send her seashells, especially Miss Litterton of Hull. She's happy. We're happy. Hope you're all happy. Lots more letters. No more time. You're listening to Moon River. And there we are, dear friends, both home and overseas. Today's producer was Dennis Jones, as ever, who joins me in saying the finest toolkit in the world is a pair of willing hands. A farewell for now. Be nice to your neighbour. See you next Sunday.
Good evening and welcome everyone to another 5-minute look at forthcoming programs on Radio 2. Well, first of all, if you're a jazz fan, a reminder that the sounds of jazz can be heard as from this Sunday night on 247 meters in VHF, starting at 10 o'clock. First on the Sunday night jazz scene will be Humphrey Littleton, who will be introducing the Alan Elston Jazz Band and the Robin Jones Sextet in Jazz Club at 10 o'clock. And following Hump at 11 o'clock, Peter Clayton with news, reviews and comments from the world of jazz. That's the sounds of jazz, broadcast in stereo as from this Sunday night from 10 through till midnight on 247 meters and VHF. We've got a little surprise for you. Our Star of the Week on Radio 2, who you can hear for the first time in the Terry Wogan Show tomorrow morning, is not Ella Fitzgerald, as billed in Radio Times, but the lovely Diana Ross, who is in this country at the moment and currently receiving rave reviews for her portrayal of jazz queen Billie Holiday in the film Lady Sings the Blues. Diana Ross singing Then Their Eyes from the soundtrack of Lady Sings the Blues. Now here's Delicious Diana with something a little bit more up-to-date.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Close to you, all right. Diana Ross, our Star of the Week on Radio 2. And this, of course, is to coincide with her current visit to this country. Incidentally, if Ella Fitzgerald fans are feeling a bit disappointed at the moment, don't be. Ella will be our Star of the Week starting May 21st. Well, that's about it for the moment, but please don't forget, full details of all the new shows and program changes on Radio 2 and on Radio 1 can be found in the current edition of Radio Times.